I do. With Steve West.
I'm going out for Les, of course, out there in Ellesmere Port. Just been listening to myself on another radio station, the Radio Jackie North Tribute. There's horrible buzzing noise on my microphone. Can't hear it on this one, though. Strange. Oh well, sorry about that if you've been listening over there. This is Xanadu 107. Mr. Binky sends his apologies. Unfortunately, he's been detained looking after a sick Muppet, otherwise known as his missus. She's not very well this evening. Get well soon, Lainey, if you're listening. And unfortunately, there won't be any Radio Xanadu next weekend because we're sort of moving locations, shall we say. So we won't be on the air next weekend at all, not even on Tinternet. So make the most of it while we're still here. This is Kid Rock, Born Free, brand new from Kid Rock on Xanadu.
Twisting, turning, further from my home. FM. This is Radio Xanadu.
Unscrewing of the cylinder. 2 feet of shining screw projected when, suddenly, the lid fell off. Two luminous, disc-like eyes appeared above the rim. A huge, rounded bulk, larger than a bear, rose up slowly, glistening like wet leather. Its lipless mouth quivered and slapped, and snake-like tentacles writhed as the clumsy body heaved and pulsated. Funnel rose, then an invisible ray of heat leapt from man to man, and there was a bright glare as each was instantly turned to fire. Every tree and bush became a mass of flames at the touch of this savage, unearthly heat ray. We'll be right back. people clawed their way off the common, and I ran too. I felt I was being toyed with, that when I was on the very verge of safety, this mysterious death would leap after me and strike me down. At last I reached Maybury Hill, and in the dim coolness of my home, I wrote an account for my newspaper before I sank into a restless, haunted sleep. Sounds of hammering from the pit and hurried to the railway station to buy the paper. Around me, the daily routine of life, working, eating, sleeping, was continuing serenely as it had for countless years. Horsell Common, the Martians continued hammering and stirring, sleepless, indefatigable, at work upon the machines they were making. Now and again a light, like the beam of a warship's searchlight, swept the common, and the heat ray was ready to follow. falling star with a trail of green mist landed with a flash like summer lightning. This was the second cylinder.
War of the Worlds for you at 23 after 10 o'clock on this Sunday evening. In case you're wondering what you're listening to, this is Radio Xanadu. We are the continuing voice of free radio in Merseyside and sometimes on the Fylde coast as well. We're on 107 in Merseyside and possibly 107.4 up there in the Lytham area. That's if our mates at our mates up at Radio Barry Wang International have got their relay on tonight. I don't know. Hopefully they have. Right, bit of classic Queen for you now. Good Company on Xanadu. Oh yeah, from Les. Say hello to Tracy Downey, who's tuned in. I think we've got you on Facebook, haven't we? Hello Tracy, good to know you're listening. Enjoy the music.
As we fall. Radio
Xanadu.
Riding across the desert on a
automatic drill on a ripped up concrete. Baby whales, a stray dog howling. Brake screech as a lamplight blinking. That's entertainment. That's entertainment. Smash of glass and a rumble of boots. Electric train and a ripped up phone booth. A hot day and a sticky black tarmac. A hot day and I'm wishing I was far away. That's entertainment. That's entertainment. Time Mondays, wake at 6 a.m. and think about your holidays. Open window and breathe in petrol. Cold flat with a damp on the walls. Yes, that's entertainment. That's entertainment. Among the screams of midnight, two lovers miss the tranquility of solitude. Read graffiti of slash seat affairs, splattered walls and the kick in the balls is all that you get in the name of entertainment.
Slightly different version to the one I was expecting. I think that was the unplugged version there. Paul Weller, and that's entertainment. Before that, we have Emotional Rescue, of course, The Strolling Bones. We started off that little musical trilogy with a bit of classic Queen for you. Good company. Hope you're in good company this evening. You certainly are if you've got your dial tuned to 107. Or, of course, your internet locked on to radiozanadu.co.uk, where you can hear us all over the planet. Right, I'm Steve West, anyway, I'm with you till around about midnight, when Russell Bland will be along with his eclectic musical mix to take you through until the wee small hours of 2 a.m. So don't go anywhere. Radio Xanadu on 107. Bit of The Doors and Hendrix for you now, I think.
She's out of reach. headlight through my window, shining on the wall. Headlight through my window, shining on the wall. Can't hear my baby, though I call and call.
right, Mr. James Marshall Hendricks, and that's from his new album. I don't know how they can make a new album with someone who's been pushing the daisies for so long. I think they found new material and remastered it or something. Anyway, that was Valleys of Neptune, the title track from the latest album from him. And before that, of course, The Doors and Cars Hiss By My Window. Right, speaking of new albums, I'm going to play some of what Joe King calls whacked out hippie shit now. Arch hippie band Gong have got a new album out. It's called 2032, and here's the title track from the album.
And I hate that, by the way.
Pardon?
I heard what you just said.
Well, you do call it whacked out hippie shit.
Can I have arsenic in your tea for that?
I like my whacked out hippie music. Hopefully you do as well. This is Gong and the year 2032.
man finds himself on a beach with his guardian angel. As they walk, he notices two sets of footprints. Whose are those, he asks. They are yours, the angel replies. This is the path of your life. And who do the other footprints belong to? They are mine, the angel answers. I was there throughout your life. As they walk on, the angel points to a place where one set of footprints begin to limp. There, he says, that is where your wife fell ill. You see, I was with you even then. And what about here, the man says, indicating a part of the beach where there were only one set of footprints. That is where your wife died. Well, where were you then, the man asked angrily. Where were you then when I needed you most? At that point, the angel replied, I was carrying you.
Thousands of Marie Curie nurses provide free care and 24-hour support to cancer patients in their homes. Marie Curie Cancer Care is a registered charity. Please make a donation to support us on 0800 66 11 99.
This is Music Loving Xanadu.
Peace.